107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is our CJCS 100th, and it's a Voices and Memories from the Past, and we're thrilled that Richard Kneider from Simple Dreams could join us, because you may not know that Richard is part of the CJCS story. Richard, good to see you.
Oh, it's so awesome to be here, Jamie. Flashbacks of few years ago.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. Richard, let's remind folks, you were here at the radio station with some folks may not know that.
Oh, yes. I was at the radio station when got out of the restaurant business, when we had RJ's, hooked up with Tina Buechler with the Job Finding Club. And one thing led to another, and I applied for a job here in sales, and there you go.
Okay. So how long were you here in sales here at the radio station, roughly?
I'm thinking at least a couple of years, maybe even longer, but... Yeah, just met a lot of really, really nice people. I remember guys like, you know, Bob Smith and Kurt Dixon and Jackie Meisner and Melissa Schenck and Mike Siparczyk, yourself, Matthews. And there's some guy, young fellow, I think. He was pretty young, and I think his Dave something. Oh, yeah, Dave Elliott. Yeah.
Little Davey Elliott from Tavistock.
you got it.
Yeah, because Dave was first here as a cruiser person that folks may not know, and of course a long career here as a sales representative at the station, but working with so many great people there.
Oh, yeah. And it was just a real experience working at the station, because I learned a lot of things. Certainly in sales, and got to meet a lot of people in the different businesses that I approached, etc. But what really stuck out to me is the involvement of the radio station within our community, over and above what the station does. But the charitable organizations that you guys support, I say you guys... Okay, Richard.
But it's a very good point there, though.
Well, it is, because you look at the Kiwanis Club, the basket fund, and how many years has that been going on that we've been doing it, and it's just really, really encouraging.
Yeah.
And, what you do.
Yeah, and of course, you working with Steve and Carolyn Ray over the years, too.
Yeah. I remember when we did have the restaurant, Steve had made mention, listen, do you think you and Ruth might be able to scoop some ice cream for us at this home show that we're doing?
Right.
Okay, that was the very first one. And it's got to be 35 years plus since we have been scooping ice cream at that home show every year.
There you go. It sort of started there.
That's exactly where it started. We never missed one. And, I remember talking to Steve one time, and I was a little discouraged because, and I'm going to paraphrase this somewhat, but a little discouraged because, I was talking to people and they weren't buying, they weren't, getting the package. And he says, Richard, it's like playing baseball. And he says, sometimes you strike out. And he says, other times you hit a home run. And that always stuck with me. Not every client that you're going to go into may buy the package or may buy the advertising, et cetera. But there are going to be times that you have hit a home run.
Yeah.
And I believe one of those times is when we did the gas promotion.
Okay, let's talk about that. Folks still talk about that to this day.
Yes. Oh, we decided, we'd do a gas promotion, and the first one started out here at New Meister's, and we took 25 cents a liter off. And I thought, that'd be pretty cool. Well, it grew so much that we had to get police to control the traffic, because they were lined up for blocks.
Yeah.
And then we did that one. And then we did one in Mitchell, and then we did one in Tavistock, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
But in Tavistock, there was one fellow that parked his car there overnight, and he slept in his car because he wanted to make sure that He was able to get the gas.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a huge success. And it's kind of ironic because gas wasn't, you know, in terms of the pricing of gas, wasn't as much as it is now.
Oh, exactly. But I thought when we did this, I thought, oh my goodness, I had no idea it would be to the extent that it was. Yeah. But there are just, Jamie, so many, you know, good memories of my time here at the station, and it just opened up doors for what Ruth and I do with Simple Dreams, even today.
Yeah, and RJ's Diner. Folks may not even know that you were RJ's Diner.
We were RJ's Diner, 50-60s Diner, ice cream parlor, and miniature golf course.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we had so much fun there.
And we had fun with you here at the radio station, and it's so nice that we can continue to be connected with your work at Simple Dreams.
Well, yes, it is, and I appreciate you guys so much in what you do for Simple Dreams and Ruth and I in general. And, you know, one of the other things that I really appreciated is periodically I got to speak on, you know, on air. And I'm speaking on air right now, as a matter of fact. And now that I'm on air, I'm going to wish my eldest daughter, Morgan, a happy birthday.
Oh, excellent. happy birthday for sure. Richard Kneider with Simple Dreams. So, Richard, we've got a summer ahead and fall ahead. What you got planned? I know you're going to be at so many events scooping ice cream.
Oh, my goodness. More and more people ever since we got the ice cream trailer. More people keep reaching out to us to do it. Actually, we're going to be scooping ice cream August 24th at City Hall and also in Rostock as well, because we got another venue there. But really excited about that. We'll be doing a pizza pool party again. And, lots of things.
Yeah, so many more great community events. And that's the thing. These are wonderful community events that really bring people together, like the pizza pool party.
Well, the pizza pool party for sure. And we're certainly hoping that we'll be able to do the Thanksgiving turkey giveaway again. And then December 14th.
Yep.
Number 36.
Number 36 for 36 To Stratford with Love. Oh, my gosh.
To Stratford with Love.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Richard Kneider with our memories here at the CJCS 100th. Richard, was there anything else that we didn't talk about? As I said, people still talk about that gas promotion, memories from RJ's Diner. Is there anything else that comes to mind or thoughts? You've worked with some great people over the years, too.
Well, I did. And just the camaraderie of the guys at the station and just our time and it was an awesome time.
It was.
It really was.
And our CJCS 100th as our story continues. Richard Kneider. Richard, thanks so much for dropping by and sharing your memories.
My pleasure.